topic come forth. Let's move into the section of market segmentations today. So when you're talking about market segmentations, what are the learning objectives of today's class? To understand market, what is the market segmentation concept? What are the various segments which are applicable to the hospitality industry? On the what basis is segmentation done? And how does the industry react to different segments? So let's go into the definition and how it's defined. Market segment is the process of identifying groups of buyers. Well, as a market now, it could be based on desires, it could be based on various aspects, but they are different desires. So you segment them out. So you define them as groups. Now markets are huge, especially in the travel and tourism industry, they're huge. Not all products and services which you have will suit the market which you are going to segment. So it's very important and for a hotel to know which segment it needs to target. So organization has to provide for whatever they're targeting in the products and services needed for the segment which they're targeting. Organizations target necessarily the segmentations they want to attract, for what they have the products and services, where they fulfill the need of the customer. What does segmentation allow a hotel to do or an organization to do? It gives itself an idea who the hell are they selling to. It tells them and what are the demographics, what is the general mindset, and makes the hotel a better place to provide the services which are required for that segment, and creates marketing opportunities because you are specific to a particular segmentation. Not a particular, you may have 10 different segments coming to your hotel, but you are specific, you know how to target those segments. And you can create various services which will deal with that segmentation, which will provide you the entire basis of enhancing your product. And you can specify, we can design your marketing strategy and campaigns according to the segment you're targeting. Various techniques. Effort has to be made to identify the needs of various segments and to provide cost-effective solutions to those various segments, especially the segments you target. So you have to aim at that. So for example, you're targeting an adventure tourism. If your segmentation is of adventure tourism, so your demographic would be a group of 25 or 30 or 35. You won't go above 45. So you'll aim your activities accordingly. Your marketing strategy will be accordingly. It'll make you, because you're targeting certain market, it'll give you that uniqueness, distinction in the market. You'll be able to differentiate between you and your competition. You'll be able to enable the organization to formulate, propose, and expand your services so that you can satisfy your customers' needs. Your marketing resources can be used usefully. You're just not putting ads in the newspaper uselessly. You're targeting a particular segment, so you will choose accordingly what is the most cost-effective marketing strategy for this particular segment. So if I'm targeting 25 to 35, is advertisement in newspapers going to be effective, or using social media is going to be more effective? Where do I spend my money? So I'll be able to control my marketing costs, ensure my strategy is aimed at the right audience, and move accordingly. It'll help me improve profitability because I'm maximizing customer satisfaction one way, because I'm targeting a particular segment, I'm understanding their needs, and I'm doing everything to fulfill their needs. Then I'm targeting them only in the marketing aspect, so I'm saving costs. I'm generating in satisfaction in their needs. And because of that, they'll either come back or they recommend to others, please go there. It was a lovely experience. I loved the skydiving. The trainer exception. I'll spend my money in the right area rather than wasting money in something which is not beneficial to me or to the customer. But they don't want it. A lot of time we as hoteliers spend time just spending money on something which we think the customers want, instead of actually going through what the segment's desires and needs are. So to identify a segment and what are the processes which I have to follow? I mean, they can be listed into five different segments. I have to specify, I have to establish, I have to generate, I have to develop, I have to evaluate. I have to specify the market. I have to establish segmentation within that market with the norms and conditions which they require. I have to, generate the segment variable. Like I said, adventure sports has a lot of combinations which you can generate variables of. I have to develop and access market segment profiles, where which is the customer, what are the type of customer. Not everyone in adventure sports does skydiving. Some go for skiing. So I mean, some go for other aspects. So I have to develop that profile, and then I have to evaluate what are my capabilities. Am I able to fulfill that according to the profile, according to the variables which I have generated? Am I able, as a hotel, as an establishment, to fulfill those aspects, to satisfy the needs? So I can compete, I can become better. And in the selected market which I have selected, how much can I dominate? So I have to constantly do this process again and again and again and again. And because the needs of customers keep changing. So let's go to specify. It's very essential to spell out and indicate what markets are of interest to me as an organization. I made a hotel as per what I perceive my market to be. So I have tailor-made it according to what I perceive my market to be. So I have to specify what my interest of market is. Even in budget categories, do I want to be in a budget category? Do I want to be in a 5-star category? Do I want to be in a 3-star category? Do I want to be in a 4-star category? That also specifies segmentation as per price. I have to research that market. I have to clearly identify what their needs are. I have to define what my customers' needs and wants are in that sector which I am targeting. That's how I specify. Then I have to establish. I have to establish conditions where I am prepared to fulfill the needs of the customer or the segment. The opportunities which are available in those segments. I have to establish my market attractiveness. I have to be able to measure my segments. Profitability I have to measure. I have to be able to measure it in size. What are the number of people who come into my segment? What is the size of it? How much of that pie of that size can I have? What are the other people having that size? What is the accessibility to that pie which I have? What is the compatibility which I have to that pie? I have to then, tailor myself accordingly. A segment can be, discrete. I mean, the process now will get discrete. We'll get into discrete, measurable, and the other aspects. Can a segment be described as having a unique set of shared requirements and expectations required a specific market program? So, for example, there is a specific program which I develop in marketing, but can I target it to a particular segment? To just take out a couple of needs, and those needs, target to those needs, is it measurable? Can the market size be measured in terms of its volume, growth? What is the growth of the industry, of that particular segment in the industry? And what is the market share of different players currently who are operating? Who are my competition? And what is the market share which I hope to grab from them? How do I grab them? And profitability in size. This has to be carefully analyzed. Is there sufficient number of people in that segment? Is there sufficient potential in the market? Is there an untapped niche which is there in the market? is there where with smaller niches, smaller needs, which I can specifically target and pick up the market share within the larger market segment. Look at it in complete totality, and then break it down into different parts, and which parts suit of the segmentation and would I tap into, and what is the pie which I can take from that? So profitability in size, accessibility. Am I accessible? Is my communication accessible? Is my communication channels which I'm using accessible to the segmentation which I'm doing? There's no point in targeting a segment when you can't interact with the potential customer. So am I doing, I mean, newspaper ad for adventure tourism? I'm not interacting with adventure tourism mostly. What should I target? So that accessibility is very important and compatibility. New target markets have to be compatible to my hotel, existing target markets. So if I am building an adventure sport aspect in a resort which I have, but my resort is a beach resort or a hill station resort, it has to be compatible. So if I'm getting families and I'm looking at adventure sports, is it compatible, not compatible? I have to look at those aspects in complete totality. I have to generate different variables, like I said earlier. Variables, what are my target customers going to be? Variable of age, variable of location, where they're coming from, which different markets are these target customers coming from? So I have to classify my customers accordingly. Am I targeting a certain income bracket? What am I doing? What am I targeting? My pricing, my entire strategy is based on that. See, like I said earlier, the segmentation varies. Purpose of visit, geodemographics, lifestyle characteristics, price, time. You use a wide variety of variables to create a market. The more the detailed you get, the more you get, you can have a targeted market. The more you have a targeted market, the better you are. Because instead of speaking to 1,000 people, if I'm speaking to 100 people, I'll be able to sell to those 100 people with more concentration than 1,000 people. That's an example. 1,000 is a very small number. It could be 10,000, it could be 20,000. But I would have that specific idea and a specific goal. The more detailed I get into it, the more I understand my potential customer. What does he want? Am I able to provide it? Because I'm hitting at those wants. No, I'm targeting those wants. Then develop. I have to develop these segments. These profiles. I've created the variables. I've done all those aspects. Now I have to develop these profiles. And I have to then suit or my communication to these profiles. I have to develop the size of the market. I have to develop its value. I have to develop its volume. I have to develop how frequency that they can keep coming to my place. If I have a bar, I have to, ensure that my bar spend is an X amount of money. So I am going through my segmentation is a certain amount of income group. People who like to drink. My segmentation will come to that. If I'm going to youngsters, do I have music? I have other aspects. So those are other aspects which I have to look at. I have to look at the benefits which they get. The price sensitivity, markets are very price sensitive, especially in food and beverage. And so that is a very important aspect. So I have to develop the markets. Then I have to evaluate. Once I have done all this, doesn't mean that I've just done this, okay, the business will come. I have to constantly keep evaluating and keep redeveloping. I have to ensure that there is competencies. I have to ensure that everything which I promise is provided. I have to ensure that my segment is satisfied. I have to keep evaluating, keep improving it, and keep making it better for them. And when you keep doing that, your segmentations also sometimes start becoming more specific or start changing. Profitability ultimately is the goal. That's how I have to be. Ways of doing segmentation. The most common way in every industry is geographic. Where the person lives. So if I have a restaurant, geographic is, I think, the main way for me to go. But if I have a hotel, Well, geographic means, am I targeting a business hotel? They come, people are coming from Delhi, Bangalore. I'm targeting those geographies. The other ways are religion, especially when it comes to religious tourism. District where they're coming from, density of population, climate, urban rural, most commonly used, and they were very well defined and accessible. They're very well defined and accessible. This approach, there is reasoning for it. It's easy for communication. Geographical type communication is very easy. You know this geography you have to target. There's newspaper, radio, or TV. So it's cheaper for local television in regional markets. It's to target that way. It's more affordable. When you go on the national big stage media, it is more expensive. So, segmentation allows you to target them properly. That to closer a hand, it's easy to communicate. They have greater interest in your products. They have a relatively shorter period travel. Like so, hotel in Lonavala is my main market segmentation would be Mumbai, geographically. Easier to travel. Then depending on what type of hotel they make, prices would go up and down. Their segmentation would change from income group to income group. So the cost associated with the visits, all those things have taken into account in ways of doing markets. Types of traveler, another aspect. Business hotel or a leisure hotel. That's my definition. But business, my traveler is mainly business oriented. Leisure hotels, my traveler is mainly leisure oriented. There may be some leisure travelers in a business hotel. There are rarely business travelers in a leisure hotel. But it depends on city to city. What is the purpose of the trip? Is it a holiday, pilgrimage, sightseeing, shopping? Business, what segmentation do they come in terms of price segmentation? Do they come in the luxury segment where the 5 stars and works, mid-market segments, the 3 stars and 4 stars, or they come in the budget economy segment? And what are the attitudes towards service? What are the attitudes towards the product? A business traveler's attitude towards the product would be completely different than a leisure traveler's attitude towards the product. So I have to keep all those in mind. Where are they coming from? Are they domestic or international travelers? Which region, district, density of population, climate, the rural urban in situation. So if they're coming in, they're domestic, there are certain ways of there are certain different in ways of treating them. They're international, they come with it depends on which country they're coming from. They have these certain idiosyncrasies. Like international travelers normally eat dinner before sunset. So you have to keep all those things in mind. The demographic, socio-economic, the size of the family, their religion, especially when it comes to religious tourism, their genders, their ages, which income bracket, occupation, which language, psychographics, what is their lifestyle, their personality type, the values and beliefs which they follow, their personal interest, their staying preferences, spending tendency. What are the sector characteristics? There are a couple of examples which you've given here. Domestic versus international spending. 2019 to 2021. Domestic was 72%, international was 28%. And it's moved up from 70 to 85%. Then leisure or business spending. Leisure was a 79% in 2019. It's gone up to 80%. And business travel has fallen a little bit. So these are when I look at segments, these are tell me year on year what has happened and how do I need to target myself? Where do I need to concentrate? How do I need to change myself? The segmentations give me a great example. This is the sources WTT. WTTC is the Economic Impact Survey of 2022. Now, another example of a country. Leisure. Leisure come business. So, if you look at it city-wise, which is the city which is the most popular? Tokyo. New Delhi comes number two, Mumbai number six. So, both Singapore and Sydney fall below average in opportunity for cultural exchange. While New Delhi and Mumbai, people are coming from, especially international travelers, when they come to your country, they come more for cultural experiences also. So they're coming to India. They have some business work. They also do leisure activities where they want to learn your culture, they want to learn your differences. So these segmentations help in that. The cultural aspect, it shows you what, accordingly. So, I mean, Asia has been in the most successful in this aspect. So in Asia, Tokyo, Japanese capital is ranked 21st out of 26 cities. And it gives you that, you know, that these are the examples which I'm giving you in terms of market segmentation, the cultural aspect. People go there for different aspects. Another example is there, airlines, market segmentations of airlines. When you look at it whole in the industry, so out of 100% pie, IndiGo has the market share of 93.9%, SpiceJet has 10.2%, Air India has 9.9%, Gopher's 9.7%. So this is how you know what is your share of the pie of the market segment. So what's your market share? How can you increase it? Like Tata's has now got Air India, Vistara and Air Asia. So accordingly, when you club them, it is increased. But yet, IndiGo is the most favored. So how do they compete with that? What are IndiGo doing that Tata's not doing? And then you look at segmentation of which city has got the most tourists, domestic or foreign. In southern states, it's get more tourists than in northern states. Reason being, southern culture is different from northern culture. A, B is more leisure activities in southern states. So this is a survey of 2017, where six states have been taken into consideration, where, you know, Karnataka and Tamil Nadu are the ones which are faring the best. Tamil Nadu is number one, and 2017 was the Kumbh Mela. So Kumbh Mela fared number two because of the simple reason. There were more visitors, domestic or foreign, going to the Kumbh Mela. So that cultural fest created more hype for Uttar Pradesh. So segmentation is a very important aspect. And segmentation allows you as a hotel, as a chain, to concentrate on one particular segment which you want. You want cultural tourism, you want religious, you want, depending on your a lot of other factors taken. So marketing strategies are developed on the basis of the segments you're trying to attract. Like, thank you for today.